Dan, all of us want to be super agers, right? We want to be engaged and smart and sharp and still be vital to our communities. But how do we do it?
Most of us, as we age, what we fear most is loss of cognitive ability. What they've discovered here is that for people who are aging and not functioning well, they compared those with the so-called superagers. And there's an area of the cortex of the brain that is thicker with these superagers. As a matter of fact, some of these superagers, their brains look like the brains of a 21-year-old.
So what do they do differently?
You really have to challenge your brain. You've got to push your brain and do something that's actually unpleasant. So you learn an instrument. I remember learning an instrument or learning a new language or even in the beginning of my learning meditation. I just remember saying to myself, I hate this stuff. That's pushing. You go through that and you go through it. And that's actually beginning to thicken that cortex.
So it's about a real challenge.
A real challenge, not a difficult game of Sudoku, which is fun.
So me learning French or something like that.
Yes.
But that's the stuff we don't want to do. I mean, ever, and especially not when we get older.
Well, nobody's asking you to do something you don't want to do. Do something you do want to do and learn it, immerse yourself in it. You know, it's got to be a passion for you. So, for example, I want to learn Tai Chi. That's a challenge. And I know it's going to be annoying. I'm not going to want to do it. Time-consuming. All the excuses we all make. But you push that.
And I think it's hard to remember that our mind doesn't always have our best interest in mind, because the voice that we hear seems to be the one that says, come on, you don't have to do this. This is crazy. Why do you want to learn French right now?
Right. And when you listen to the voices in your head unedited and you just accept what you're hearing from those voices, and most of them are very critical, you're in trouble. Because those voices are coming from habitual thoughts and habitual behaviors and habitual emotions. They're not real. Let them go.
All right. So you're going to do Tai Chi?
I'm going to do Tai Chi.
All right. Maybe I'll do French. Merci bien, Dr. Dan.
Not French accent.
Oh. Thank you, Dan.
Thank you.